Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to the festive season, you can't beat John Lewis, can you, Charlotte?
John Lewis is Christmas in the UK, isn't it?
And you can buy everything under one roof. Although we're not going under one roof this time, we're going online. But I do love the fact that I can buy everything from house decorations to stuff for the children, my husband, me, my beauty products, everything. It's all there.
It's also particularly good for fashion right now. They have the best cozy wear out there. If you are looking to snuggle up over the coming season, there is cashmere, there is loungewear, there is something for everybody. They've also just launched their 12 Days of Christmas dressing campaign. They've collaborated with some of our favourite high street retailers, from Hush to Whistles, for an exclusive capsule collection of 12 amazing outfits. And there are sparkles for Christmas, as well as great loungewear. There's basically something for everyone.
Love it. And I don't know about you, but I will definitely be getting dressed up at home, because it's Christmas and it wouldn't be Christmas without some sparkle. They're also doing these amazing virtual styling sessions, which you can do from the comfort of your own home. How does that work?
They are. You can speak to a John Lewis stylist over video call. They will help you go through existing pieces in your wardrobe and help you find new ways to wear them, and it's all for free.
For free?
For free.
Amazing. Well, with all that and free delivery over £50 and free click and collect on orders over £30, I can honestly say it's never made more sense to shop at John Lewis. So get on over there, johnlewis.com. I'm off. See you later.
See you, bye.
Hello and welcome to the Sherlock's Team podcast with me, Georgie Corridge-Cole. This week I'm joined by Polly Sayer, Laura Black, and Lou, you're still a huff, aren't you?
I am still huff, yeah.
I thought that was a lot of wedding chat last week. I didn't get to do any of it with you. I was listening back and I was like, damn it, I want to be in that conversation. How are you 10 days in?
More than 10 days now, 2.5 weeks in.
Was it 2.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Whoa, time flies when you're busy at work.
I know. Yeah, still married.
Still married.
Phew. It feels like a really, really long time ago. We had 30 images back from the photographer and we're due to sort of get 400 at some point. So I feel like when we get the second batch, we'll be reliving it all over again, which is really exciting.
Can you do a screening, please? We need to organise that.
Yeah.
Big projector screens. I'm sure lots of people will come. One of your wedding photos has literally gone viral.
I know. No, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. No way.
Absolutely crazy. I think it's probably the hype around like a pandemic wedding, it being the day before lockdown, and the fact that I was wearing a suit, people have gone put my hand for.
And the fact that you are the most gorgeous couple, and you're standing outside Somerset House looking just like the dream. I mean, they are amazing photos, and you use a very, very brilliant.
Yeah, amazing photographer. We were actually talking about it on the weekend and saying, you know, we were both quite picky about what we wanted. Like,
were you?
Yeah, okay, believe it or not. But, you know, there was one point where he said to us, you know, could you stand here or could you move there or move your arm there, whatever. We like almost had no idea that he was there for the day. So it felt so candid and relaxed, and that for me is what I really like about wedding photography.
They say that the best wedding photographers just fade into the background as if they're one of the guests. I mean, you only had 9 guests, so you know the chances are you were going to notice them. But I remember my wedding photographer turning up, so she was fully in a hat. I was like, we haven't actually invited you, you are here to work. But everyone said, you know, you won't even notice that she's there. And a bit like you, I didn't want to spend hours, you know, getting everyone together and making such a fuss. But I remember having a real tantrum because we were having our wedding photos outside and it started raining. And she was like, right, we need to go inside. And I was just like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. We just need to
quickly,
get this
quickly.
Done. Quick, quick, quick. Yeah. And she was then so quick. She had this amazing format where she started with the whole group and then she peeled people off. So she started with all the bridesmaids, the ushers, the siblings. And she's like, right, ushers, peel off. Siblings, peel off. She whittled the whole group down to just the bride and groom. Okay. And it was like, it was so quick. Actually, it was a complete disaster. She had a shaky lens.
I know.
She was a really old school photographer. She had a shaky lens. And she called my mum when we were on our honeymoon. And But it's like, you know, I'm now going to retire. I'm so mortified by this.
Oh my God.
But anyway, our wedding photos, our formal wedding photos were a complete disaster. They didn't come out.
Oh my God.
I know, poor woman. Literally had a nervous breakdown over it. Anyway.
So you're busy looking at wedding photos.
Yes.
How is everyone else keeping busy at the weekends? Polly?
I mean, I feel like I'm doing the same as what I did in the first lockdown, which is eat a lot, cook a lot, and do stuff to my house. So, I mean, I don't mind doing those things, but it just feels a bit like...
You are like home renos... I'm quite enjoying it now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I had a bit of a break from it when I was, you know, when we could go back out again. But I think when you're just in your own home, you're like, right, what else can I do to it?
What room are you on?
I'm on the spare room at the moment, which I've got this like vision of transforming it into a room we can actually use as opposed to just like, you know, a room with a bed that...
A dumping ground.
Exactly, yeah. So I want to like get rid of the bed, put a sofa bed in for when we do have guests and then like put like a desk in there so I can maybe work from there.
Yes. 'Cause
I work from like the dining room table at the moment, which is obviously fine, but my husband's got his own study, so I'd like my own room to
And it sits there empty. My stepmom always said to me, I've created this before, she's like, you know, unless you live in a massive house, it's madness to have 15% of your house unused.
Completely. Yeah.
So I always think a desk and a spare room is a really good thing. Yeah, we had that in a house. And it was, we used it all the time. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've only got like I've got a 2-bedroom house. It's just a shame to not use it if that's like...
Definitely. Yeah. If you've got it sitting there for the... You're not allowed to have anyone to stay at the moment anyway.
Exactly.
So I ditch the bed, put the sofa in.
Get rid.
You won't look back. What's the best thing you've done renovation-wise?
Oh, I think it's got to be... I'm really pleased with the bedroom at the moment. I mean, it's not finished, but going for that setting plaster. Which
you went
I know,
setting plaster? Yes, I've forgotten. Yeah. I was going to say you went pink. I'd forgotten we had that conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I've got that in my bedroom.
I love it. And like, I was a bit nervous and I was trying to pitch the idea to Matt about having a pink room. And he was obviously a bit like, what is it going to be? But it's just such a nice pink, isn't it?
It is. So. It's like setting plaster. I remember doing my walls and skimming the walls. And when the plaster dries, thinking... Oh, that's a really nice colour. It's such a shame to paint over it now.
Yeah.
That's basically what you get with setting plaster. It's a Farron Ball colour, isn't it?
It's so gorgeous. And it just feels like, especially now, I love it more because it's colder and darker. But like the room just feels so inviting and so warm and like... Oh,
it's warm, but it's not too sugary. I have it in my bathroom. Mm. And I remember getting home from work not that long ago and it being half on the walls. I'm walking into the bathroom and like, oh my God, I absolutely hate it.
Oh my God, that was me when I did it.
Yeah, it literally looks like, and I called up Catherine who helped me with the house. I was like, I really didn't like it, it looks awful. She said, you want me to come over? Shall I come over? And I thought, maybe it just needs to get to the bottom of the wall because when you see it stop against the white, it looks so strong.
Yeah.
And she said, you don't regret this. Just carry it through. I can't remember who it was. There's some like really old school, is it Rita Koenig or someone who said, like, always be bold with, go with it. And you don't normally regret it. Anyway, she was like, just stick with it. And I put something on my Instagram. And I was like, oh my God, is this a mistake? And Amelia Freer messaged me back and said, weirdly, Georgie, I had the exact same thing with setting plaster. Laura, you obviously did too.
And I painted my wardrobes the same colour. Oh. So it was all going to be one. And I just like, oh my God, it's like somebody's been stuck on my walls. I've got to change it. And actually, I did paint the wardrobes different colour, which I know is against the rules, but it works much better. It's softer.
It's not too much. Yeah,
it's not too much.
Do you know what colour it is? It's almost like the colour of Silly Putty. Do you remember Silly Putty?
Yeah, old school.
Oh, you're too young for Silly Putty, I think.
Yeah,
it was great though back in the 80s at school, wasn't it? So home renovations, cooking, Christmas decorations. Yeah. Are you telling me you've got some Christmas decorations up?
Yeah, I haven't got the tree up just yet, but we've got like a nice garland.
Oh, you have? I saw that.
I'm really pleased with it. It looks all right. And we've got a little wreath for the door.
It is November though.
I know. And I know I said on the show that I'm like a 1st of December kind of girl, but there's like literally nothing else
to do. I do feel like this year it's creeping earlier. Everybody's quite ready. We're all in our homes.
And also we're at home for the whole time. Yeah. So we put a wreath up last week on the door to our flat and it's sort of dried petals and then with a brown velvet ribbon. So it's not sort of too foliage.
But it is a wreath.
It doesn't feel quite as like Christmas.
Laura? I think you're a December only girl.
I'm a December, but I feel like I'm kind of, when I see other people doing it, I'm kind of gel. And also at the weekend, I was like, kind of be an activity.
Yeah.
Something to do.
We are doing a shoot at my house tomorrow and a tree has gone up in my sitting room today. And normally I am so anti anything. I mean, I used to be like 15th of December. Now my children are so into Christmas, I've like reneged on that, and I will now go first week of December. But I feel quite on edge that there's a Christmas tree in my sitting room. It's coming back down tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's sad. Fake. Well, Laura did float the idea of a real tree coming in and out of my house then. I mean, my anxiety.
I mean,
was,
it would stress
me
out.
Pass me the CBD. So I can cope.
If it stresses me out, it's going to stress that properly out.
Anyway, it's very temporary. Laura, weekend, good one?
Yeah, mine just goes, it's busy with children. I know that sounds so lame, but I just feel like it flew.
Do you feel quite liberated? I feel like it didn't fly, but I feel like it was really calm. So we normally have, my kids do tennis lessons and golf lessons, and then we go swimming, and then this, and we are members of a club, so we kind of go backwards and forwards, and they were there on a Saturday and a Sunday, and living in London with three small children, it's really nice to have it, but not having it, and I know I'm really lucky to have it, but not having it is just, to know it, it's just so gentle, and you kind of sit down and read the paper, and we made a cake, and then we made something else, and then I taught Coco how to play backgammon, and I was like, whoa, these are things we never normally do.
Yeah, I did the same. I played Snap and built like magnet towers, and like in front of the fire. It was so nice. It was a real moment of like, look around and appreciate this moment, because it was really special, and usually we'd be rushing here, there, or everywhere.
Yeah, and weirdly, this is so shit, this freaking pandemic and lockdown, and everyone knows how I feel about it, and how sad I feel for people who are self-employed and business owners and all the people that have been affected by it. Like, it really, really bothers me. But I sort of don't want it to go back to normal in another really weird way. Like, I love that my husband's at home. He doesn't like being at home. You know, he's one of those people whose office has been shut for months and months and months. And actually, that's really does take its toll. And, you know, it's taken its toll on so many people I know. And I know that for him, he wants to get back there and... But I'm loving this pace of life.
Yeah, I think it will change though. Like, I think it's good for all of us. It's kind of reset us a bit. But I think appreciate those things.
And I think, it does make you reevaluate kind of what you did on the weekends, and then what, you know, what you can do and what's important to you. And, you know, how much we were all just running around all over this place and spending money on things that we really didn't need to. And I think especially in the winter now, you can sort of hunker down and be at home and you know, just spending, obviously it's difficult if you can't see family members, but if your family are at home with you, then just spending that quality time together.
Yeah, I said earlier when we were upstairs, but I was sitting there on my own. I had the fire lit. I was watching Strictly Come Dancing. Jamie had just been, which was just amazing. I was full of a takeaway, and Ed just looked at me and he said, honestly, you could not look more happy if you tried. It's such a big, but it is, it's a simple thing. So I could not be more content right now. I'm curled up on my sofa, nobody asking me to do anything. It was lovely.
I am also lucky enough to have parents who live in London, and I don't know if I'm even allowed, but we've met up for a walk in the park anyway. Is that allowed? No. Am I allowed to meet my mum for a walk?
No.
One. Yeah. You're allowed to meet your mum.
If it's just you.
All right. I did a scavenger hunt. Laura, you went to Richmond Park. I nearly went to, I did Richmond Park the weekend before, so.
I think I did too.
I did Battersea Park this weekend. So a friend of mine said, I know you love a scavenger hunt. And so she sent me the PDF. And there is a scavenger hunt. It does take blimmin' hours. I'm not joking. There are a few Sherlock's followers who saw me. I've had various people message me on Instagram going, I think someone messaged me and said, my 28-year-old son said he saw that tall woman that you watch on YouTube. Fantasy Park. I can't believe you take so much notice of what I'm watching on YouTube. Anyway, we did the scavenger hunt. We did 2.5 hours. We didn't quite complete it.
God, that is long.
It is long.
Yeah. What's it was cold as well.
Yeah, it was lovely.
No, Sunday was lovely.
It was cold. I had my welly warmers on and lots of layers, and we were so happy.
Aww.
I mean, it was absolutely heaving. We are better socially distanced sitting in this room now than we were in Battersea Park. But it was heaven. Anyway, Emma, who used to be my assistant, who organised two Christmas parties where we did scavenger hunts, she sent me a very funny message saying, God, you made me laugh. Seeing you do that, can you send me the PDF, please? That's next weekend's activities. Anyway, Google it, Battersea Park scavenger hunt, and you'll find it. Anything we haven't covered in terms of the weekend, what anyone's done?
I spent about 36 hours doing a puzzle.
Did you?
Yeah, I started Saturday morning, and I sent a friend like an update with like, I'd found all the edges.
I mean, you sent us an update at the start of the weekend. It was pretty sparse, and then
by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, done. Yeah. Fashion.
Kind of jealous you didn't give me an update.
Sorry, Laura. I will. I'll share next time. I will share. But I get completely hooked on it. Like, we were having dinner on Saturday night, and Lou was like, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry. I just cannot focus. All I can think about is my puzzle." So yeah, I absolutely loved it. It's just like such therapy.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
A whole thing?
Whole thing.
In a weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, so boring. Oh, yeah, that's the dream.
That is what married life is.
How's it going so far?
Really, that honeymoon phase.
Puzzling way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
On the subject of a happy marriage, we wrote a feature on what the secret of a successful long-term relationship is, and Harriet Russell interviewed 8 successful women to find out what they thought the secrets of successful when it came to a long and happy marriage. Laura, I'm going to start with you because I know you and Ed have, similarly to my husband and I, been together since you were at university.
Yeah.
A very, very, very long time. It is. And how many years are you clocking up?
15 or something.
Long time.
Yeah, something like that.
And I mean, everyone said teamwork. That was like the comments. I'm not going to let you say teamwork. No one's allowed to say teamwork. But I know. Okay. She's like, shit, that was my answer. But what would you say? You've got a lovely husband. Kind men, right?
Kind, yeah.
I've met everyone's husbands in this room and I think they're all pretty kind.
Yeah.
And actually, we had a conversation with some friends about the fact that probably the couples that we're drawn to are the couples where I think the men in the relationships are quite kind to their wives. It sounds really obvious. I mean, obviously you're not going to be attracted to dicks.
But yeah. If it's key to a successful marriage, I think we're both quite good at kind of sharing the load. I know lots of people where it's quite one-sided, but I would say that he is pretty good at sharing a lot of it.
Mm.
And he sounds so cringe, but like he can be silly. He makes me laugh. So when I'm losing it and being irrational and everything that I can be, he will kind of try and find the brighter side and make me smile.
And that's so important, I think. And especially if you're kind of stuck in your own head. Someone in this article mentioned that a marriage is like a mirror of yourself. So if they can sort of shine the light on you and kind of break that down, I think that's really important.
He's just like, I feel like we've been together for quite a long time and we've had some great highs, but a few lows as well. And I think during the lows, that's where it's really shone through. What a gem for me. He is like, I feel like he would sense what to do. So as we always talk, like if I'm feeling a bit kind of, I don't know, angsty or whatever. And if he comes to give me a hug, that is not the solution for me. Like, I just need my space. But if he went and ran me a bath, like, he kind of knows. Yeah. He just knows me really well.
Yeah. When I lost my luggage, did I mention him in the summer? And we got off the plane and he's like, and I knew, I've said before, I knew that he was standing there going, why the fuck didn't you lose my luggage, BA? Why of all the people was it hers? And he came over to me. I was like, honey, I was like, I just need to be on my own right now. And I literally walked to the furthest point away from him, which sounds so awful because it wasn't his fault, but I was like, I'm just going to be such a bitch right now.
We are literally exactly the same. Like, back off. No.
Exactly. He's like, yep, okay. And then we got in the thingy and he goes, I know, just don't speak, I'll be fine, but just let me. He's thinking, I just need to get her to a bar.
So true.
He's thinking, well, the sooner I can get a gin and tonic in her hands,
make it a better double, triple.
And then I think he was waiting for his point in the holiday to go, you know, I know that was a really low point, but anyway, yeah, I think also being able to sometimes when you find yourself spiraling into like potential argument territory to be able to then make a joke of it.
Yeah. Or
just to try and get you down, because if you sometimes you just both pick and escalate, can't it? But we have a thing where if one of us is being a bit irrational, we'll call each other our parents. So if he's acting like his dad, I'll be like, all right, Peter, just calm down. And he'll quite often laugh, or he'll say to me, all right, Anna. Yeah, all right, you go.
Is it a fine line of whether he laughs or is he getting so annoyed? That
it could go either way.
Okay. You never know.
I take it back. Not Peter.
But I guess the point is like not always trying to win.
Yeah.
No.
Shut up.
That whole thing of, I guess you are a team, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah. Polly. Yeah, how long have you been married?
I've been married 2 years now, and we'll be 6 years together in December.
You were a young bride, you're the same as me.
I was a baby bride, yes, I was. But someone asked me on Instagram the other day, on one of those question things, do you regret getting married so young? I was like, it's a bit of a loaded question, isn't it? You obviously think that I should regret getting married so young.
And actually, why you ask, yes. I mean, I'm silly of me not to have told you soon.
Yeah,
right.
Random person.
Like, yes. I really regret getting married so young. No, obviously, I think, you know, I've not been together for as long as, you know, some of you guys have. But I do think, you know, the whole not sweating the small stuff, I think, for me has been the biggest, like, learnings over the last few years. Because I think I've got a tendency to be a bit more like, God, he's not pulling his weight, or he's not doing this, but like Ed, he actually is quite good at pulling his weight. So I think I like, you know, need to take a step back. And you know, the more I've been doing that, actually the way less sort of stress like we are with each other. And he's kind,
men are quite good with women, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think men encourage women not to sweat the small stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
And that's quite a male female
definitely trait. And I don't know if you guys find the same thing, but when I have a problem, sometimes I don't want him to give me a solution, but he always gives me a solution, which I used to find super annoying. I'm just like, I just want you to be like, that's effing annoying. But actually, he's super helpful and he always wants to find that little thing for me to be able to think, oh, okay, yeah, I can do this and that'll be better. And like learning that that is his way of trying to help me is quite a nice.
And trying to look after you.
Yeah, really, I know. And I think I need to be a bit less of a bitch sometimes.
Yeah, likewise.
Likewise. He didn't say anything. I bet you two never argue.
Who?
You and Lewis.
We don't argue.
No. See, I told you. Laura, Polly and I are like, we're such a bitch to our husband.
No, but there's definitely, when you spend that much time with someone, you know, however much you love them, there's always moments where I guess you both just get a bit irritable about things. So,
as I said, they never really argue.
Just irritated.
I'm sorry I was a bit irritable today.
We do.
But there's even worse when you're a bitch to your husband and they're so freaking nice.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, your husband's so nice. I'm like, I've made him less nice.
Yeah.
He used to be really nice. And then he met me and he's got a bit of backbone now.
Oh my God, so the same again.
Or it's when they suddenly, you kind of taught them to be like that, and then they're suddenly like it to you, and
you're like, no, I will not be spoken to like that.
That's not the roles.
Yeah, exactly. Back to how you were.
I would say, he used to be so nice. Well, not anymore. Anyway, irritable.
Yeah, but I massively like wear my heart on my sleeve. So if anything is up, like, I like to talk about it. And my mum always taught me, like, never go to bed on an argument. So like, even if you haven't had an argument, but if you kind of something's brewing, talk about it.
I've tried that one too. I mean, I'll say the words, but I don't know.
I have to sleep on it sometimes because I think I'll say things in anger that I will regret. So I think actually for me personally, I have to take a step away, think about it, and then when I've calmed the F down, I'll talk about it.
Also, time is like such a big healer. You know, if there's something that's sort of really brewing and then time goes on and on and on, you're just like, I'm bored of being annoyed about it now, so let's just carry on.
Look, I'm good at holding a grudge for a few days. Only with Jason, not really with anyone else, actually. He's like, you don't do it to other people, it's just me. I'm like, I know, I'm unfortunately.
Poor guy.
But anyway, I wrote down a few other things. I wrote down honesty, trust. I wrote down being able to be the worst version of yourself, which is basically what I just admitted
so on
here. That being able to be horrible and then not hold it against you just because you're having a bad day and you've got to take it out on somebody, or look like absolute
shit. Yeah. That's definitely the story of lockdown.
Yeah. And yet they still love you somehow.
Yeah.
but then also making an effort and wanting to take pride in each other as well. I also think that's mega important. Yeah. I think intimacy is so important. I think just being you without your children is so important. Like, I think it's the highs and the lows and the good and the bad. Yeah. You've got to make time for the good as well. I think
yeah, and making time, as you said, for each other and sort of away from, like, you know, the everyday, you know, mundane tasks and to-do lists and what we're going to have for dinner and who's going to do the clearing up and, like, all of those types of things, and just, like, have a chat about, like, if you went on a date, what you would chat about.
Yeah. I know. I said, Shizzy, yesterday we were talking about, woohoo, the, what, a new 11 p.m, whatever it's going to yeah. be, changing the curfew and restaurants opening. And I was like, God, I feel like we need to book a couple of tables for December because everything's going to get so booked up. And I said, I just really want to go out for supper with you. I was like, which is weird given that
yeah.
it's you.
But there's
me
something
the
about being taken away from your own house because you're yeah. just surrounded yeah. by chores and jobs and yeah. laptops and whatever else it might be. It's just yeah. taking yourself away from
I do
that
also
temptation.
Think it is quite nice seeing your partner in, like, not a big group, but, you know, if you're having a dinner party of six, whatever, and you really sort of see them come out of themselves. Mm-hmm. And, like, often, like, we've been with friends and then, like, you know, we've gone back that night and been like, you were so funny tonight. And you feel, like, really proud.
Yeah.
Which I think was really nice.
Anyway, well, the common theme from the eight women that we interviewed was teamwork makes the dream work, as well as a good date night. I think a good box set night on the sofa. I mean, we've all had to get used to that. We did put together a feature on, if you thought there were no more features you could write about what to watch on TV, we proved that there is still life in the old dog yet. And we rounded up 21 of the best box sets to catch up on. In lockdown one, I put something on my Instagram and said, can people recommend the best box sets this year? And I put together this list. And a load of people said to me, please share that. Quite a lot of these were on that list. And I thought we would just run through the list of 21. They're all ones we've heard of, or most of. And I just thought, if everyone can kind of shout out, I liked it, I didn't like it, or whatever, and we'll just whiz through the list, because I think it'll give people a good gauge yeah. if they haven't watched it, whether they should. So, first on the list was Mad Men. Yes, no?
Not seen it. I haven't seen it.
No.
I watched like one or two a couple of years ago, but everyone says it's amazing, so I need to invest my time in it.
Unorthodox?
Loved it. Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
I reckon that's like hero of the year for me. Ozark, anyone watched it?
I loved Ozark. It's one of the best things I've ever watched
yeah,
on
people
Netflix.
People keep telling me to watch it.
It's just so good. There's so many layers to every episode. And it's just, oh, so thrilling. I love it. I recommend it to anyone.
And you didn't get bored by the end. Someone said it no. starts to get a bit...
I don't know, maybe it tapers off slightly in the third series, maybe. But I still loved it, like, compared to a lot of other things I've seen on Netflix. It's just, like, so good.
I think we'd like it. Can I just say, just quickly, The Crown... Mm-hmm. If I have to hear Gillian Anderson talking in that slow voice.
It's so tedious.
She did not talk that slowly.
Yeah, it is painful.
Majesty, it's a really good impression.
I thank you. It is my party piece. I can't bear it. Maggie Thatcher did not speak like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely with you.
I think Diana's brilliant.
Yeah,
she's
she is
amazing.
So,
but that's as sort is of Charles. Where... But Philip is just, oh my God, I like anything.
He's so hot though, isn't he?
I just think he's fantastic.
Okay, anyway, back to our list. Glow.
Never seen it.
No, neither have I.
Glow tells the fictional story of Ruth Wilder as an out-of-work struggling actress in 80s LA. Picture looks awesome. Anyway, never heard of that. Homeland.
Never watched it.
Never Ooh. Watched Homeland.
I know. And it's so me.
No way.
I know.
Oh my God.
Is that a must
but again,
watch?
Too many series.
Yeah,
oh,
I can see.
Sorry. I mean.
I also think it peters really off. I think amazing at the beginning.
Amazing, like the first four.
Yeah.
That first series.
Yeah, insane.
Oh, really?
First Ooh, two.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing.
It is so good. Like, yeah. Seriously, it is so good. Money Heist. Loads of people recommended that to me.
Nope, not seen it.
Got subtitles. It's Spanish. Apparently, it's really, really, really good.
I'm not very good with subtitled stuff.
Okay, no, me neither. That's why I didn't watch it. Working Mums.
Not heard of it.
No.
Loads of people recommended this to me. I thought,
oh, that looks quite up my street.
No, it's just not funny. Self-Made. Does anyone watch that?
No. No.
Well, I started that yesterday when I was cooking Toad in the Hole. Self-Made is a true story starring Octavia Spencer. I just love her. I kind of want her to be my godmother. Anyway, it's about
a woman who was America's first female self-made millionaire, and she was a black woman, and she fought against, you know, slavery, her gender, God, I mean, so much to achieve huge, huge success in the black hair care market. Anyway, I really liked the first one. That's all I can tell you on it. The Morning Show, Apple TV.
Again, started that. It was too slow for my liking. Everyone raved about it, but...
I've heard mixed reviews as well.
Too
slow. I liked it, but I was sort of distracted by The Loudest Voice and...
Yeah.
That whole storyline and the Murdoch series at the same time. So it kind of...
Loved the Murdoch series. That was so good, wasn't it?
So good.
Fascinating.
I think The Loudest Voice, Ozark, probably out there as the best things I've watched this year.
Yeah.
Little Fires Everywhere. I haven't watched that yet.
I loved that.
Yeah, I feel like you've spoken about that.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Did you love Big Little Lies?
Yes, and I loved that as well.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't like the second series. The Jinx...
Oh my God, The Jinx is phenomenal.
Is it?
Yes. Do you remember when true crime really started to grow in popularity? Maybe like 5 years ago. I think maybe that's a bit of a shout. Anyway, one
like
of the first
Making of a Murderer.
Yeah, territory. That sort of thing. And I think I watched this before Making a Murderer. And we went on holiday to France and terrible weather. So we watched this when it was raining. And it's just so good. And the guy, it explores one guy who is accused of murdering three separate people. He's obviously done it, but because he's extremely rich, he's managed to get himself out of it. And they interview him. They get like a one-on-one interview with him, and he talks about why he did it and why he didn't do it. And he claims he did kill someone, but didn't.
Not the ones he was accused of.
Well, he says that he managed to get out of it because that body was dismembered. But he's like, I didn't dismember the body. And it's just fascinating how in America or wherever, if you're rich enough, you can get out of.
Look at bloody Epstein. I mean, you watch that. That's how he got away with it for so long. And you watch The Loudest Voice. And yeah, that is what's really resonated with me. You know, having discovered so much about Harvey Weinstein and watched The Loudest Voice and watched the Epstein docuseries and stuff, I so agree. You kind of like, wow, if you've got enough money,
you can
buy your way out of it.
Yeah,
it's just power. It really is. And I'm turning over the page and there's Succession. Horrible people. There you go. True Detective. The Affair.
Oh, I love that.
I haven't watched that.
Oh, I've heard it's so good. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's so good.
I've said this on the podcast, but probably years ago now, when that first came out, I bumped into a friend at the gym and she was like, I mean, I'm now convinced my husband's having an affair. I remember sitting in our old house on the sofa watching the trailer on a Sunday night. We looked at each other and went, we're quite happily married. Let's not watch that trailer.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to lie in bed thinking you're having an affair.
Yeah.
No, so we never watched it, but I think I would probably love it.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
The Nest. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was so good.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
So many good things on iPlayer.
Yeah.
And finally on the list, one of my faves, The Split.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I'm a few in on that.
Would I?
There are a couple of my other faves that aren't on that list.
Pray Tell.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Is that BBC?
Yeah.
I've not watched that.
What? Amazing. The Night Manager.
Oh.
Yeah, that was good.
Phenomenal. And Normal People.
What about The
Fool?
Yeah,
but we kind of feature normal people loads.
Yeah, it's true. You told me about the Fool, didn't you?
And The Fool, of course. Oh my God, The Fool.
Yeah.
Jamie Dornan did a podcast with Elizabeth.
Jamie Dornan in The Fool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm there.
he did a podcast with Elizabeth Day on her How to Fail story. And it was so fascinating listening to him. I mean, he's obviously drop dead gorgeous, but he just comes across so well and so like self-deprecating. And he actually talks about his marriage with his wife and like bringing up children. And he says that he was brought to the world to bring up three little girls. And I just thought that was just the sweetest thing
that is
to say.
Sweet.
Oh, that really is the sweetest thing.
So yeah, listen to it. He comes across really, really well.
Can I tell you that I recently discovered his wife's music? I mean, I really like house music. I really like jazz music. I've discovered that I really like some amazing classical music as well. I bang on about Einaudi all the time, but like, give me a piano.
Yeah.
Give me like an old piano.
We had Einaudi when we were signing the register.
Did you?
Yeah.
Einaudi's just like the dream. Occasionally on a Monday, I won't do that tonight. It's Monday today. A bath, a face mask, a candle, and a bit of Einaudi.
Yeah.
Decadent.
Even a glass of wine, that's quite a good way to get yourself away from the fridge.
Yeah.
Just to go upstairs and run a long bath. But yeah, I recently discovered, I've discovered that I like some classical music. Anyway, Jamie Dornan's wife, if you want to do something relaxing at home tonight, run yourself a bath, put on Amelia Warner, and you will thank me. Well, from classical music to fashion. We've got to start off by talking about our John Lewis campaigns. We partnered with John Lewis on two amazing campaigns. We're really proud of these. We created a cozy campaign. I mean, we don't really need to flag how important good cozy wear is right now. We're all living in it. We've all invested more in it than we ever have. I'm sort of pleased that I've had to. I feel like it's one of those things, a bit like your gym kit, that you can sort of get away with not investing in. And I've sort of been forced to buy cashmere socks and things like that. And it is so nice to put on. Laura, you're a big changer at the end of the working day, aren't you?
Yeah. I am, once children are in bed, yeah.
I always remember that from you years ago.
Yeah.
When we used to work in Fulham, and I remember dropping something off. Literally got to the door. 3 seconds later, she opened the door. She was literally...
Those are the good old days, Georgie, when I wasn't battling homework part-time.
And I remember thinking how nice that you like fully changed. I've always sort of... Same. If I've done my hair and makeup, I stay in it until I get to bed.
Do you? Yeah. I change as soon as I get in from work. Yeah, I'm like, if I'm in a pair of jeans and so restrictive, I'm like, bra off, everything off into my tracking knees. Yeah. Poor old Matt, he doesn't really see me in nice clothes. Yeah. In my joggers.
Save that for work.
Yeah.
I'm one of those terrible people who literally will keep my shoes on basically till I go to bed.
Oh, that makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Especially if I've got heels on. I'm not taking them off. I'm having them on all day.
Like, this, oh my
really?
God. No.
This is my outfit.
Oh my God. Do you have your own house and heels?
Yeah.
Do your feet all in a way?
Yeah. I'm not wearing kid heels, but if I get home in a pair of boots I've had on all day, I will keep those on.
Yeah, if they're like wearable ones.
If they're part of my outfit, I'll keep them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. But ooh, not a pair of high. No.
Because what do you put on your feet? If you take your shoes off, slippers. Yeah. I can't put slippers on with an outfit.
I do understand.
So
that.
I'm all or nothing. I'm either in my cozies with some slippers and cashmere socks, or I'm staying in my.
I actually really respect that because I'm just like, get it off me and put my horrible clothes on. But like, actually, I probably should make an effort to look a bit nice when I get home. My poor husband doesn't see anything nice. But I don't know, I just really like putting on a pair of joggers. I just got a pair of Ugg boots, which. Controversial, but they are
the return of the Ugg.
Yeah. Return of the Ugg.
I'm here for it. I'm quite ready to see people wear them.
So here for it. I mean, I'm like, can I wear them to the office? Maybe on a Wednesday when no one else is here.
I remember when Uggs first came in and people wore them and wore them and wore them. And
where their foot slipped off the side.
Their foot slipped off the edge and the sole basically wore away. My mother's a physiotherapist and she'd be like, I mean, darling, those shoes, that is so bad for your feet. I mean, I literally had about 4 pairs on the go.
Yeah. I think they have to look new.
Yeah.
Trainers.
A bit like white trainers.
Yeah.
Mm. I so agree with you on that. Tatty old ugly.
Yeah.
It's
not a good look.
When they are fresh out of the box.
Yeah.
And when the chestnut brown is like really chestnut.
Yeah.
Also, just don't ever size up in an Ugg. There is nothing worse.
You have, I think you have to almost size down because they really wear down. I remember, I don't remember how young I was, but I really, really wanted a pair of Ugg boots and the adults ones were so expensive. But I managed to somehow get the child's version. I was like on the edge of being able to get.
I remember being so jealous of people getting the child.
Yeah, I think maybe a 4 at some point was like, so I don't know, they were probably like 40% cheaper. And there was this shop in Bristol called Oranges and Lemons and they did like designer kids wear. And I was so proud. I was like the first one to have a pair of Ugg boots and just wore them with such pride.
I remember the knee high one. I mean, they should never
No.
I remember people working with wearing like a black pencil skirt, tights, and then knee. No, I literally. Can't. I mean, you can remember that.
A knee high Ugg boot is so wrong. So
it really is. And they got so embellished as well, didn't they?
And
studs even the knitted ones with the buttons.
Button was not for me.
They are not welcome back. Give me a pair of chestnuts.
Yeah, some short ones.
Some short ones in the house with some nice cashmere joggers tucked in. Quite like that look. I don't really want to see people out and about in them in the shops. It looks like you're in your pajamas, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of disagree.
I think now if they're going to make a comeback, now is the perfect time. And I think you actually can get away with them.
I wore them with jeans yesterday for a walk and like a miss coat, actually. I do think I looked all right.
I'm sure you did, Polly. If anyone can pull them off, you definitely can. Anyway, long live the Ugg in the right place and the right length, I would say. But we're going to talk about evening wear, potty wear. I don't know about you girls, but I just can't wait to get my glam on and get some sparkle out. Put my Zara sequin trousers on and wear them out of the house because they haven't actually left my house yet.
I loved those Zara sequin trousers.
Aren't they just the best?
So good.
How are they still in stock? I don't know. I bought mine about 3 weeks ago.
And they're mega long, aren't they?
They are long.
Yeah.
But they're a very good fit, I have to say.
Mm. Yeah, they look great.
Anyway, we did an amazing party wear lookbook with John Lewis. We did a cozy wear lookbook and we did a party wear lookbook with three amazing influencers. And it was the most brilliant shoot.
It really
was. They looked so glam. I mean, it's been a real team effort, actually. I mean, I'm looking at, I know everyone here has had a hand in this campaign. And I guess it makes you realise that they've got it all at John Lewis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know it's a partnership, but I've discovered brands there and pieces there that I would never think to go there for. I mean, yeah. I've got to give a shout out to some of the ghost pieces. Lou, I know you're going to pick out the velvet dress with the Peter Pan collar.
So, like, every box. I mean, I'll let you do the talking, but it's just so good.
I have a velvet Peter Pan collar dress, black one, which I wear every single year on Christmas Day.
Oh.
And I've probably worn for the last 7 years since I got it. And it's just completely perfect. And this dress is exactly what you want for that sort of that festive feel. And it's completely timeless and looks vintage and ageless as well, you know. And it's just something you can just pop on. It's quite loose. And so, you know, you don't have to worry about whether you've put on a bit of weight with some, you know, Christmas
loose
pudding
is key.
Yeah. And then, you know, Charlotte styled it with a pair of flats with a bit of a like diamante trim and just looked so fabulous.
Flats from? I mean, I know they're from
Geiger.
Oh, and they look really Jimmy Choo, don't they?
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm.
They're really great.
The dress is coming soon. You can sign up for updates on the John Lewis website for when it's going to be arriving. And I just think that is going to fly. So register your interest now, people. Yeah, it won't last long.
If you're listening and wondering what we're talking about, just get onto Sheerlarks and search for evening pieces on the high street and you'll find it. But yeah, this velvet dress from Ghost is pretty major, as was the teal, slightly metallic-y dress that Gail wore, as was the black velvet bodycon that Karina wore. I mean, it really makes you realize how special this time of year is and how important it is to get dressed up.
And also, like, even if you can't leave the house, and, you know, when we were kind of thinking about the concept for the shoot, we were like, oh God, you know, how do you make a party with one person in it? Like, will that feel fun and festive? But actually, I think it just goes to show that when you do get dressed up, and you put a lip on and, you know, put some fuzzy earrings and just have a drink. Like, you can make yourself feel as festive as you want to.
Yeah,
totally. By dressing up. And I think velvet as well, if you're at home, is kind of really luxurious. Yeah. If you're just,
and it's comfy velvet.
Yeah, you
it?
Don't
yeah,
need
so
sequins. It can just be.
And that really is like the power of dressing up. You know, like, it can make you feel a certain way. So, yeah, head on over to johnlewis.com and check out their amazing party wear, because there are some seriously great pieces for, you know, whatever your sort of style and budget.
I agree. I think they probably didn't get enough credit for their fashion as they should. It was an awesome shoot and they looked stunning, all of them. Our penultimate topic today is leather skinnies. We all own leather skinnies, right?
Yeah.
Right? Lou, where are yours from?
I feel like everybody knows the story of my leather skinnies.
Tell us again, just in case.
They were £995 from Frame and I got them for £15 in a sample sale.
That doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Or me.
That's I also don't go to sample sales because I can't. I get a bit anxious at the door.
They're stressful, isn't
which would be why neither of us got them.
Talking of which, how do people feel about Black Friday? Just quick side note.
Oh, overwhelming. Polly and I were talking about it earlier. I feel like it's like brewing and I need to like bookmark things I want to buy, but everything is sort of on offer now and it's mainly electricals that we need to sort of buy, but it's overwhelming.
You're going to get yourself some AirPods?
No, I'm going to get myself an electric clothes horse.
Heated one?
Heated clothes horse.
Are you?
Yeah.
What does that do?
Well, we don't have
heats up your clothes.
Yeah, we don't have a tumble dryer.
Oh, to dry them.
Yeah, so everything just goes on a clothes horse. Obviously, it's freezing.
Oh, I see.
Is a clothes horse one of those wooden pulley things?
No, it's like a sort of plastic, an error. It's so unchic and rank, but we have a tiny flat and there's literally nowhere for, like, we don't. The washing literally sits in the lounge.
And also washer dryers, they're just rubbish.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, things just basically just sit on this dryer for ages and then just get damp and smelly and not very nice. So we're going to treat ourselves to Lakeland's finest.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's a wild.
Again, married life is buzzing right now.
Excellent. Laura, can I just say on the electricals note, I put a picture of my smoothie on my Instagram and must be like, whoa, Georgie's got a Nutribullet. I've had mine for about 5 years. Well, I have just got a Nutribullet and it has changed my life.
A little bit later.
That is late to the party.
I know. I like a smoothie. I love Joe and the Juice. I mean, it is offensively expensive.
Yeah.
But my little girl has become quite a cook, and so she's been making them with a hand blender anyway. Aww. So I got a Nutribullet for my birthday, and it is just so
what
great.
Was in this morning's?
It looked
this
delicious. Morning's,
I had so many messages on Instagram saying, what's your recipe? I was like, do you really want to know my recipe? I was like, banana, strawberry, mango, berries, mint.
Ooh, mint, lush. Nice.
Ice, tiny bit of apple juice, and my secret weapon. I'm sure you're all up to speed.
I can't wait.
Laura's like, well, I'll give you three guesses. What am I going to say then?
I can't wait. I genuinely can't.
I know what this is going to be.
Do you know?
Peanut butter.
No.
What? Oh, I was going to say that.
Ice. Salt.
No.
You
see,
CBD.
They think they know. They're up with it all. I see oats.
Oh, groundbreaking. Oh my god.
Wow.
They just make it quite creamy. Do you know that already? As I said, I'm late to the party with a Nutribullet. Okay. Anyway, I love it. I made terrible soup in one the other day. I make quite good soup and I made soup. Oh. It went really like viscousy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I love mine for soup.
Do you?
I always blend my soup in the Nutribullet.
So when it's big enough, if you feel like really thick soup, you just get stuck.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's way easier just to do it with a blender and saucepan.
Yeah, splashes. I agree with that.
Yeah, no.
I quite like the satisfaction of sort of pulsing it down. So.
And do you roast it in the oven and then put it in the Nutribullet and then whoosh it?
I usually boil it.
I boil it. So then why would you then transfer that into the Nutribullet? Why wouldn't you just put your blender in there?
I can't cope with the splashing.
Oh, mine doesn't splash.
Really? Maybe you should get one on Black Friday. One that
mine doesn't splash.
Yeah,
there you
have
go.
One.
Send you a link. Anyway, I have to say I am loving my Nutribullet. I know everyone else in the world's got one, but it's just so good. Laura, Black Friday?
Yeah, I've added quite a few things to my Amazon basket.
Have
and
you?
I'm waiting to see if they
like
go
what?
Down. Lots of, godchildren presents and nieces and nephews. I think I'll wait a few more days and then...
But what sort of things on Amazon are in Black Friday?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm hoping that they're...
Oh, I see.
I'm hoping that they're going to go down.
Got you. Okay. And will it just apply at the checkout?
I don't know. I think it's reminding me of what I need to order.
Okay.
And then I'll go and check. Trying to be a bit
I'd
more
like you
organized.
Just to send your basket to me. I'm sure you have really good ideas in. Polly, Black Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also quite boring. I was saying today I'd quite like some variation on a Maggi mix. Again, it's married bliss, isn't it? It's so dull. but I do think it would look nice. Also, maybe I've got my eye on a maid.com sofa bed for that said spare room that I was talking about earlier. Maybe it'll be Black Friday. So.
They'll do something on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Homeware. We were looking at sort of armchairs as well this weekend and we're like...
Just, yes, homewares I reckon is a big... I feel like that's a big category. So Magimix sofa bed.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Well, I'm in the market for some kind of games console, I think.
Oh, are you?
Finally, we wrote that feature on the Parenting Edition, and it's finally.
What are you going to go for?
Oh, I don't know what it's called. It's a PS something, I think.
PS5. Matt's just going to need to get on it because Georgina Blassett couldn't get one.
We better wrap this up so I can get on to finding a PS5, or I'm going to have some very upset children. Leather skinnies. They might be a good thing to buy on Black Friday. We went slightly off topic there. Lou got lucky. Laura, leather skinnies.
I don't own real ones. One day.
Where are your pleathers from then?
From Next.
Were they?
So random. But I saw somebody else had them about 4 years ago. And I bought them and I love them.
Have you updated them? Ish. Do they do the same ones every year?
Yes, I'm on my second pair.
Interesting.
But I haven't really worn them for ages. Mm. Kind of not that into a skinny at the moment. I feel a bit enclosed.
I still like
sometimes.
A skinny leather. Mm. Skinny jean I'm not so into.
Yeah.
But I still like a skinny leather.
Yeah.
Agree.
I worry that I wear them too much and I'm just going to erode them. Polly?
Yeah, I don't have a pair of real ones, but I've got a really nice pair of faux from Claudie Pielo, which I got a couple of years ago, and I get asked quite often where they're from because they're almost like a jean as opposed to legging style,
yeah,
and they're not really really skinny, they're just a slim, which I find for me is much
more. I have a mango slim pair which I like.
Well, there is quite a good brand on Net-a-Porter called Commando that do good faux ones. I think they're about £100, and Spanx also sold on Net-a-Porter do some quite good faux ones. My leathers are from Zadig and Voltaire. I do.
Yeah,
I do love them. They are good. I remember Erna from Mercer 7 saying, put them in the tumble dryer when they slightly lose their shape. I did that the other day. I was a bit nervous, but.
Ooh. Interesting.
Come out all right. Anyway, do not sue me if it doesn't work out well. We were going to talk about wardrobe essentials for winter. Well, leave us on one wardrobe essential for winter, Polly.
I think for me, it's a good pair of boots that you can wear, like a practical pair that you can wear on a walk. but also look nice. So I've just got a pair of Grenson nanettes recently, which I think are just the right kind of practical, comfortable, but they also look cool with like dresses and jeans and stuff like that. So
maybe more practical for a walk than Uggs.
Yes, yes. Sadly.
Laura.
A down coat for me.
Can't beat the Uniqlo that I copied you for. I love that coat.
They keep you warm. I've got a Uniqlo puffer too. It's really good.
So good. Lou?
I'm going to go with an interesting knit. I feel the cold. And when you're at home, you want to be cozy, but still feel like you're wearing. Like, I feel like, you know, with coats and boots, you can add interest. But like, I like a knit that is more of a statement.
Agree.
I'm all over knits. God, have knits. I'm wearing the needle and thread.
I love that.
It's so nice.
Can you knit? And I really love this colour. It's a kind of blushy, beigey, caramelly. Love
yeah, it's and nice. It's nice layered with your...
It's really soft.
Is it cashmere?
I don't think so. Anyway, I love it. I'm all about the knits too. Mm. Actually, I'm all about the stories knits. After you wore them on the Sherlock show the other day, I was so inspired. I went and bought myself a few. And actually, I'm over buying ridiculously expensive cashmere and having them eaten by moths and shrinking. Yeah. I'm done with that crap.
Yeah.
And stories just have got it nailed, haven't they? Anyway, that's it to say. Thank you, ladies. If you enjoyed that, then do please leave us a comment. It really, really helps with our rankings. Subscribe, tell your friends, and please do come back soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.